AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian and British officials say Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces took out a pontoon bridge Russia was using in eastern Ukraine.
In another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war not going quite to plan, Ukraine's airborne command has released photos and video of what it says is a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over the Seversky-Donets River and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. Ukraine says troops had thwarted an attempt by Russian forces to cross the river earlier this week, leaving dozens of tanks and other military vehicles damaged or abandoned. The command says its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. I'm Charles Diladesma.
WNBA star Brittany Griner's pre-trial detention in Russia has been extended by a month. Griner appeared for a brief hearing at a court outside Moscow, handcuffed, wearing an orange hoodie and holding her face down. Her attorney, Alexander Boykov, told the AP he thinks the relatively short extension indicates Griner's case could go to trial soon. Boykov was asked how Griner is being treated. He says we did not receive any complaints about the detention conditions from our client. Griner has been in custody for nearly 3 months, detained at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her luggage. Frank James, the man charged with shooting up a New York City subway train last month in an attack that wounded 10 people, pleaded not guilty to terrorism and other charges. Strong winds and a tornado caused widespread damage in parts of the Midwest. Officials say another round of severe weather during a stormy week left 3 more people dead. Americans have bet more than $125 billion on sports with legalized gambling outlets in 4 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruling cleared the way for all 50 states to offer it. This is AP News. The search is on for a Texas prison inmate.
Gonzalo Lopez is serving a life sentence for murder. The 46-year-old escaped Thursday from a transport bus after overpowering and stabbing the driver. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice says the driver's injuries are not considered life-threatening. 15 other prisoners were aboard the bus, but no one else escaped. The incident occurred in Leon County, a rural area between Dallas and Houston. Classes in the nearby Centerville Independent School District have been canceled as a precaution. Lopez was convicted in 2006 of killing a man along the Texas-Mexico border. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israeli riot police pushed and beat pallbearers at the funeral for an Al Jazeera journalist, causing them to briefly drop the casket in a shocking start to a procession that turned into perhaps the largest display of Palestinian nationalism in Jerusalem in a generation. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.